Today, the long-awaited groundbreaking for the $41 million Wind River Job Corps took place. The project was first conceived in 2005, and thanks to support of Senator Mike Enzi, it finally received federal approval. It is the first Job Corps for Wyoming, which is the only state without such a facility. Sandy Barton of the Fremont County Board of Cooperative Education Services, or BOCE, spearheaded the effort from the start. She told me that it will have a major impact on Fremont County and the state.
Well, the purpose of the Wind River Job Corps is to help economically disadvantaged, at-risk young adults to become responsible, employable, and productive citizens. And at the Job Corps site, they provide them with different kinds of opportunities to increase their vocational or their career and technical skills, as well as strengthen their educational and a unique thing is their social skills. Also, that they need to succeed is also addressed at the Wind River Job Corps. So, again, it's for those economically disadvantaged youth, and we currently don't have any kind of center or educational place in Wyoming that offers this kind of training.
Obviously, when we've talked in the past with the reservation right there, that seems to be a pretty good fit for Fremont County, but your view is to go beyond Fremont County. This is a statewide effort, right?
While it will focus and serve the youth of Fremont County, it will also stretch all across Wyoming into all of our school districts and all of our youth. And then also, after the priority of Wyoming students, it will even reach out into the regional areas like Colorado, Montana, North Dakota. And I really think that that energy training that ours will focus on is really going to draw a lot of students from our Rocky Mountain area.
Yeah, would you talk a little bit about that, about how you'll be focused here?
Oh, yeah. We are going to be the only Job Corps center in the entire country that has an energy focus. And, of course, that's the makeup of our state. So we've been working with some key energy partners in making a production type of training for the students. And it's really going to be unique. There's going to be a classroom or a shop setting where they can see cutaways of how the production equipment works. And then the energy companies have designed an outside facility about the size of a football field. And the unique part of that is it'll be half oil and half gas. So if the students go to work in the natural gas, they'll have that experience. But if they go on the oil side, they'll also have that. And it's just going to be something that we just don't have in this state. And we can't even locate anything in the Rocky Mountains that looks like this kind of training.
Talking with Sandy Barton again, we're talking about the Wind River Job Corps and the center. The groundbreaking was on Friday morning, and this is something that I think I was in my 30s when we first did an interview on this, Sandy. It's been a while, hasn't it?
I think I was a lot younger, too. We started gathering information and research on this in 2005, and turned in the Wyoming application to the federal government in 2006 and got that great phone call from Senator Enzi in February of 2007 that Wyoming was successful in their application, along with two other states, which was Iowa and New Hampshire. So from that day, we started to celebrate, and we've never let down our excitement or enthusiasm of getting this built, which now we see it being built right now in Wyoming.
Do you anticipate there might be an opportunity to, for whatever reason, if the energy industry fades out, that you can do some other things there?
You know, that's a nice thing about Job Corps that I've learned is that they're really reactive to the needs of the industry, so they can change over the training to meet industry demands right away. So we don't want to think about energy ever going away or any of those other things, but Job Corps is really good about being proactive and customizing their training for the needs of the employers, because the idea is that we want to get these students hired into a self-sufficient wage job where they don't have to be on any kind of social services in the future.
I want to talk about, maybe in closing here, just a little bit about the reservation, maybe in particular, strikes me, because I think in our past conversations we've both alluded to that, you know, you've got poverty issues there with some of the younger folks. I'm wondering, as you've researched this and looked at this, how this might change that landscape.
I think it's really going to help, because this will be a place where the students can live. So if they're high school dropouts, if you've seen our statistics in Fremont County and the reservation, we have a high amount of dropouts. Statistics show that we don't have a lot of students that are graduating from high school on time in their cohorts. We have a lot of homeless youth, And so this will be an opportunity that they didn't have before that can change that landscape, that they'll have an opportunity to go to Job Corps. They can live there. They don't have to worry about three meals a day because it will be provided for them. They'll have a place to sleep, a safe place and environment, and the training that they need so that they can have a hope in the future in whatever they plan to do. And they can go back to their reservation and they can work. There's many jobs there that this will be linked to, and they'll have a nice life.
You seem pretty excited.
I am. I couldn't be more excited about this. It's been a long time. It's a dream come true, not only to me, but a lot of educators that we just didn't have a choice. You know, I was a high school teacher for many years and ran into a lot of these youth that we didn't have an option. And we'd have to send them out of state to a Job Corps, and a lot of them didn't want to leave. And so now it's going to be right here in Wyoming. And so for our workforce leaders, myself, educators, this is a dream come true.
Sandy Barton is the executive director of Fremont County BOCES, and she was discussing the Wind River Job Corps.